Many linguists say baby talking to infants is important because it helps them to understand words and to speak. But why do people baby talk to their pets? Some researchers in Australia think they know. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Dennis Burnham knows all about baby talk. He has four kids, a grandchild, and Harley, a multicolored cat.
Oh, there she is downstairs. Hey, Harley cat. Yes, where are you? What are you doing there? You're waiting for your breakfast? Yes, anyway, that's Harley cat.
One day, Burnham was explaining to a colleague of his at the University of Western Sydney that parents all over the world baby talk to their infants and that it was probably important for language acquisition. Then she said,
you know, if that's the case, my dear old cat Siegfried should have learned to talk long ago because I've been talking to him like this for about 20 years. So why can't he speak?
A joke, but it got them thinking. Are baby talk and pet talk the same? Burnham, his friend, and a third colleague decided to find out. They gave tape recorders to a dozen mothers, mothers who had six-month-old babies, and a pet.
We also gave them three little toys, a sheep and a shoe and a shark. They were chosen because they're sort of easy to analyze phonetically with the sh sound going into the vowel.
Here's an example of what they got.
Now you've got your shoe off, now what are you going to do? Hey? Oh, of course, you're going to eat it. What else would you do? What else would you do? Here comes the sheep again. This is the one that makes you laugh, doesn't he? Because he feels funny, doesn't he? He feels funny.
A group of independent graders were asked to compare tapes of pet talk and baby talk. They were played specially filtered versions, so they couldn't tell which was which.
So it sounds a bit like somebody talking in the next room, where you can't make out the words, but you can work it. So it's sort of like...
The results show that people do speak slightly differently to babies and pets. When talking to their pets, the vowels in shoe, sheep, and shark all came out pretty much the same.
Whereas if I was talking to an infant, I'd say, look, here's the sheep, and here's the shark, and here's the shoe. So I'd be exaggerating those characteristics that make those three vowels different from each other.
We accentuate the vowels to help babies learn. But Burnham says with pets, we're after something different. We simply want to show affection and get their attention. Suzanne Flynn, a linguist at MIT, says she's never thought about this before, but it makes sense. Couples baby talk to each other, and they're clearly not trying to teach each other English.
I remember, you know, when I was dating, you know, you would play these games. Well, maybe I still do it with my husband. Cooing, and he's still a baby, and he likes to be taken care of, and those kinds of things.
But Naomi Barron, who studies language at American University, has another explanation for why we baby talk to our pets. It has nothing to do with the pets. It's about making us comfortable, she says. We feel weird sitting around a sentient being and not talking.
You're sitting in the veterinarian's office, waiting to go get your dog's heartworm shot. You say, it's not going to hurt that much. I promise I'll be there with you. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm so glad. Although your pet hasn't a clue of what you're doing except perhaps stroking his or her back.
Barron suspects we stage mock conversations with babies in part for the same reason. She didn't use the exaggerated baby talk voice with her son, and he turned out just fine. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.